Yesterday, as I sat at my computer reading the news, my eyes welled up with tears. I could weep reading the stories of massacres. Istanbul, Bangladesh. Thinking of the families who must now live with such terrible and terrifying loss. I could weep for the people who inflict this kind of pain, for the brokenness and the hatred in their hearts. I could weep for the fact that the word massacre is now reported in my news feed so often that it's starting to sound like a normal word, not a description of something unthinkable. I want to weep for what the world is becoming, what it has become. I want to weep that this is the world that my little babies are growing up into. And I want to weep because I feel so damn helpless in the middle of all of it. Sitting at my computer, reading the news, saying silent prayers for families, for peace, for my Muslim brothers and sisters who are as distressed by the news as I am and who wonder how they can keep from being painted with such a tainted brush. What do I do? I wonder, how do I begin? And I always come back to the same thing. I believe in the deepest part of my heart and soul that love wins. I don't always know how, but I know I believe it. I believe that that is shown to me in the life of Jesus, in his death, and in his resurrection. I believe that the God we worship and love and serve operates in this theory too, that love is the long game. Love is the game plan and the goal, and that love is the winner. I also believe that God gave the people of this world free will. I'm sure this was not a decision made on a whim, because free will has repercussions. People who have free will have the ability to do good and wonderful and beautiful things, like operate their whole lives in the understanding that love wins. Those people give grace and love out abundantly. They are kind, thoughtful, and honest. But free will also allows people to do bad things too, like spread hate on the internet and judge and decide who is good and who is bad and who isn't worthy. And then people who are free hurt other people. And then that hurt spreads like a disease, because broken people tend to break other people. And the brokenness spreads. It spreads through abuse and bullying and terrorism. And I believe that it breaks God's heart to watch that brokenness spread. And I believe that while Jesus weeps, like I do, he understands that to take away our free will would also take away our ability to love and to give and to share. I believe that free will is a gift, a precious gift that has been given us, and that when we see others abuse it, then we need to make an even more conscious decision to use our free will for good. because hatred breeds hatred. Only love can sow love. In our gospel reading today, Jesus sends out the 70. He acknowledges that those being sent out are like lambs into the midst of wolves, which somehow is kind of comforting to me, that the world has always been a broken, challenging place for the people who want to share the good news. It's never been an easy job to spread love. Which is why I think that Jesus' instructions are still so valuable for us. First note, he sends them out in pairs. When you go out, take a piece of your community with you, and then you can help one another, support one another, hold each other up, encourage one another. It is not good to do this work alone. And then we can also remind each other of the rules of engagement. And these are the rules that Jesus gives, the rules of engagement, I'll call them. Jar number one, always begin with peace. Share peace. Live in peace. Give peace. Always peace. Two, graciously receive what is given you. If it is abundance, accept it. If it is meager, accept it. Be a gracious receiver. Number three, cure people. In Jesus' name, allow for good to happen. Make good happen. Number four, preach the good news. Tell people the kingdom of God has come near. I think it's more than worth our time to note that it is the same words these 70 are given to say to both those who accept them and those who reject them. If people receive you and share with you, say to them, the kingdom of God has come near. If they reject you, shake the dust off your feet and tell them, the kingdom of God has come near. I used to read that in a different tone of voice, as if it was good news for one and a threat for the other, but I think I was wrong. I think it's the same for both, because God is always about the love. Even for those who don't think they want it or need it, the kingdom of God has come near. The grace is still offered, the love still extended. Indeed, free will says they get to choose how they react to that. But free will also means they can change their mind at some point. I also think that we need to take the time to notice that Jesus doesn't tell them if it goes badly, but rather that he says when it goes badly. Jesus expects failure. He knows we're broken. He expects rejection. He knows it will happen. How helpful for us to be reminded in the church that failure happens. It is expected. What we are to do with that is shake off the dust and move on. Sharing peace. Graciously receiving. Making good happen. And preaching the good news. I believe that it is in this work that love wins. And I hope you do too. And if you believe that like me, then this is your call as well. To use your free will, to live your life as a bold proclaimer of love, shedding the baggage of judgment, expectations, times past. The instructions are simple. The task less so. But all the same, these 70, in all likelihood, are the same 70 who went out to the four corners of the earth after Jesus went back to heaven, and they spread Christianity throughout the whole world. 70 people started it all. So if they can change the whole world, we can most certainly change our corner of it. So yesterday, as I sat at my computer, I did shed tears. I cried for the brokenness of the world. And then I dried my cheeks and I made myself 4 post-it notes and I hung them up over my desk. And they say, 1, share peace. 2, graciously receive. 3, make good happen. And 4, preach the good news. And there they are. I took a picture of them. I believe that love wins. I believe that love will always win. Darkness cannot beat light. It just can't. It doesn't have the ability. So I will live in such a way that I am always working on team love by doing my best to follow these 4 instructions. So I ask you to join me. Amen.